All right, everybody, welcome back. I haven't even done anything. I'm an innocent man over here. I just said, welcome back.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
I'm innocent, yeah. And you're kicking me over here.
Yep.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Welcome back to the Human Podcast. I'm Alex the Truck. I got my wife over here. Also Alex, not the truck. And then Courtney, across the country.
Yep, I'm in Cali.
So, if you want to like send her dick pics, send them to me. And then I'll show her the dick pics.
He will.
But, all right, I got to start this off by saying I am thoroughly impressed with Walmart today.
Oh, yes.
Like, okay, so this morning, I woke up and ordered a heater for my wife. You know, I'm like, all right, let's get her a fucking heater. And, you know, originally it's like, it's going to be here Monday. I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, with shipping, I'm like, oh, whatever. Free shipping. And then, like, I went to go check out, and it's like, it'll be here Sunday. And I'm like, oh, even better. You know, it'll be here tomorrow. And then, you know, I'm just, like, sitting here, you know, after eating dinner, and it's like, it's on the way. Same day fucking shipping from Walmart to my house. I don't know who brought it.
Because it was an unmarked van.
Yeah, it was like just someone's personal minivan. I feel like, you know, people get off work and like, hey, you want to go bring this person their shit?
And it's DoorDash. It's DoorDash that brings you your stuff from deliveries from Walmart.
What? Really?
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
This guy didn't get tipped? Or nothing. Did Walmart tip him? Did Walmart pay him?
They get like a certain base amount, but you didn't like. How did they do the delivery? Like
they just dropped it off, like a thief in the night. They're like boop, and
was it in a bag or in a box?
It was in the box. There was just like a sticker on it.
Then it's probably a private contractor that does delivery.
It was a heater
for UPS or something. Yeah.
I don't think it's DoorDash. I feel like shit. I'm like, oh no, did they tip you, bud? I know Walmart didn't.
No, they don't.
But still, I'm like, it was just like one thing. I'm like, yeah, well, whatever. And I was expecting it to come like an Amazon package or something. Like UPS. I'm like, oh shit, just same day. Boom, it's here. Okay.
Oh, so it was definitely DoorDash. If it was same day, if it's same day delivery, it's DoorDash. And there's probably like something that you can do to add on the tip if you want to, but you don't have to.
No, I ordered it straight through Walmart. They didn't say, hey, DoorDash is delivering it. Like, let me see the text messages that they sent me. Because. Your Walmart delivery is on the way and scheduled to arrive by 6:59 p.m. Track the delivery through w-mt.co, blah, 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 Walmart's. And it's like, your Walmart delivery has arrived. This guy will leave your order at your door. No need to sign. Reply help for info. Stop to opt out. Nothing. Mm. Just... And then I got another text message saying your Walmart delivery was completed on this time. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it was DoorDash. I don't know why they didn't let you. They usually let you tip.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like want someone from DoorDash to bring it. I'm like, I didn't give a shit. I'm like, it can wait.
It was probably like grouped along with another order.
No, so like they went straight from the Walmart to my house.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens. You were probably the first one.
It was a long distance away.
Huh.
I mean, it was a good, like, 15-minute drive away.
Huh.
So, if it was DoorDash, I apologize that I cannot tip you.
Yeah, it's annoying. But that's okay.
I mean, they have to accept the order, so if they don't accept it, then whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Walmart just gives them a little piece of that action. Because it's like $80 for the heater. They're probably just like, here's 10. I mean, it's better than nothing. Drive 15 minutes, here's 10 bucks.
Yeah.
You know, you do that a bunch of times, $40 an hour. So I'd say don't bitch about that. That's good money. But yeah, no, I feel terrible. And also, yesterday we carved pumpkins.
Oh my gosh, I wanted to carve pumpkins.
While high on acid.
It did not go well.
Allegedly.
I was under the impression I knew how to draw a cat. I'm not quite sure I know how to draw a cat. It somehow ended out like the Batman signal.
Like, worse than the Batman signal. Like I'm like, she's going to stab herself. Something's going to go horribly wrong here.
I love sharp objects.
And yeah, no, like, I did, like, a pretty good one.
He did do a good one.
And my wife did, like,
I did my best.
She's got a sharp... You should have just drawn on the pumpkin, just, like, hearts.
I did that, too, and it came out like a hieroglyphic.
Yeah, you should just cut out a heart and be like, you know, like, write love in the middle of it.
It did come out looking like a heart.
Just, like carve out L-O-V-E, and it's like, boom, there's
it's because my hand slipped.
It's all right. Like, some of mine got all fucked up, too. Now I have to, like, go and, like, save the pumpkin seeds and, like, roast them or throw them in the backyard and it's like, boom, maybe a pumpkin will grow. But, yeah, last night, allegedly, we did a bunch of acid. Well, I did a bunch of acid, allegedly.
Why? I want to do this. Should have allegedly done it when I was there.
Well, you didn't.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Such a good time.
And then the second night, I was thinking about doing it anyway.
Yeah, no, I got, like, a really good supply. And...
Yeah.
Yeah. This is some good shit.
It was much better the second time around.
Yeah, you took a full dose, huh?
I gave her two
hits. That's what you need to do. Yeah. It's not something to skimp on, because if you skimp on it, then you get fucked up, and it hurts.
No, this shit I have is really good. And if I ever go back to where I got it, I will hit that guy up again and be like, yo, give me more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you get it while you're in Vegas?
Allegedly, yes.
Allegedly, yes.
Allegedly, yes.
Yep.
I wonder if, like, a lawyer's, like, listening to this and like, what the fuck? No, they can arrest you right now.
I don't know.
No.
I mean, I don't think they care.
They really don't.
No. I mean, people admit to drug use all the time on TV and they never get arrested.
Yep, Robert Downey Jr. was a notorious drug user. Mm. Now he's Iron Man.
Yep.
But yeah, and Modern Warfare 2 came out, so, like, we got a whole bunch of good shit to fucking happen this week. My poor wife is, like, over there, like, quiet as hell. Are you okay?
I know. I know.
Are you just still kind of like buzzing a little bit?
Yeah. But also, like, I got my feet up and now I'm like extra comfy.
Yeah, I did 6 hits and then started to do another podcast with Tron. And then I just felt it fucking coming and I'm like, oh, we got to end this. There's no fucking way. Because I'm just like looking at you and I'm like, fuck it, I don't know. We like ordered pizza, I think.
We ordered pizza.
And I'm like asking my mom, I'm like, did you order the pizza?
And I fucking did.
And then I got glowy gloves.
Oh yeah, the finger limes.
I don't know where they went.
Man, I want chocolate, guys.
Dude.
Why do you want chocolate?
I want chocolate. I want chocolate chicken nuggets.
I can't really have chocolate. You know, Alex, so I changed my diet a little. I'm having fruit in the morning. And, like, I think it helps.
Oh, nice.
For some odd reason, having, like, the fruit in the morning.
Yeah. No.
I've been having, like, the smoothies. So, like, I've been getting the Blue Machine smoothies and stuff. So I'm, like, getting some of the frozen fruit, and I'm going to use that to make smoothies and stuff.
Nice.
In the morning.
Mm. Oh, and last random fucking thing. I'm making a smart bed from scratch.
We're going to have a wall-to-wall bed.
What?
A smart bed from scratch.
From wall-to-wall.
Well, it won't be wall-to-wall, but...
It's literally, like, 6 inches.
They'll be, like, 2 feet.
Or we could just make it wall-to-wall. Oh my God.
So, essentially, it's, like, a really complex bed frame with lights built into it and everything. And spaces for, like, the cats to hide.
And he's going to put a railing up.
Make sure there's, like, that you can actually reach their hiding places.
Yeah, he already figured that out, too.
Yeah, no, like I've designed the entire fucking thing from the ground up. That way I know where everything fucking goes. And it's been a bitch to fucking do. And now I have to, like, go to Home Depot, buy all the fucking lumber, get the OBS, get all the other bullshit, and hopefully it works.
Get a custom size mattress.
No, we're using the same mattress.
We're having a wall-to-wall bed.
We are using the same mattress.
You're building me a wall-to-wall bed.
I am not. I'm doing no such fucking thing.
You might as well. It's literally 2 feet.
No, this is not happening.
What are you going to do with 2 feet?
That's for me to decide, okay? Either, you know, you're not getting a wall-to-wall bed, or you're not getting a smart bed at all.
I can have both.
Do you know how to build it?
No.
Do you have any of the tools?
No, but if you want me to help, I will.
So I will build it. I will build it the way I want. And if you're curious of what the fuck a smart bed is, just Google it. It's just like a complex bed frame. But this way, like, shit becomes more organized and we can put shit, like, in cabinets.
Dirty bowls and cups.
No. Like, there's going to be, like, flat spots to eat. Like, I'm going to have, like, a little shelf to like put like a drink.
Mm-hmm.
but not that many. Yeah, don't you fucking get that. Fuck you, the worst. This episode is gonna be horrible. Oh yeah, and it's also a fucking happy Halloween episode too. This one's coming out tomorrow.
It's a lot. Tomorrow's a lot. It's no more spooky season.
Oh my God, why? I wanted to go to the stupid thing, but this thing with my grandmother, like, took everything, and then, like, it was just annoying.
What stupid thing?
Well, my grandmother is suicidal. So we
the one that kicked you out?
Yeah. Jeez. And my dad wants her to move in with us.
She has a house.
Yeah. So he's trying to get her. He's helping her sell it.
Why?
Because she's got a reverse mortgage on it, and he wants her to move in with us.
Oh,
and she's moving in with us.
Yeah.
This drama is gonna be, because what's gonna happen is they could just blow up in everyone's face.
Oh my god, Courtney, this is going to go to shit.
This is gonna go so fucking bad.
Oh god, why do you guys have to say that? I was like, maybe she'll be normal.
No!
No, Courtney!
She has a vagina! No one with a vagina is normal!
Oh my god.
See, men are just so smart, like, our brains are so big that it, like, pushed our vagina out into a penis. That's why we ruled the world. Yeah, I mean, welcome to facts. Yeah, just big-ass brain, like, in our little baby body, and just, like, boop, and just, like, pushed our innie to an outie. It's like, yeah, like, needed more room for all the fucking cool shit we got. Ugh, we don't need a uterus. Throw that out.
Okay, well, I think... Okay. Having a dick isn't cool. It's just better than having a vagina.
Yeah. Being a dude is fucking awesome. You know, other than, you know, having a vagina and ruling the world with it, it's like an old Patrice O'Neill joke, you know... Men are the shit. And you want to be us. Like, Courtney, if you could be a dude, just, like, live the rest of your life as a dude, no more periods, none of that, just a penis, and be like, oh, what's up, bro, and, like, fucking high-fiving and drinking beers, would you do that?
I quite honestly don't want to be a guy. I just don't want my period.
Like, what do you not want, like, pretty much, like, everything about, like, you're reborn as a guy.
I like my boobs. I like my boobs.
I have boobs, so, too.
You have,
and I wouldn't want
dips.
Dangly bits.
Dangly
really.
Bits? You mean a penis?
No. It just seems like, especially between my legs, like.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
No. Like, I forget it's there half the time because it's so small.
Oh my god.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, that's what I say. I, like, get in the shower. I'm like, oh my god. Oh, there it is. You know, like, I just got dumber as I got older. And then, like my penis started, like, coming in. It's like, eh.
So yeah. Now your brain's shrinking?
My brain's shrinking back. And if you get too stupid, you become a woman again. That's the rules. Because, like, your brain's like... And, like, creates negative pressure in your body and just pulls your penis back. It's like, boop, you're a woman now. And your balls become ovaries. This is terrible fucking podcasting. This is the worst of the worst.
I thought I was going to be so much more alert.
I know, like, that's the whole problem. Yeah, I just took too fucking much.
Oh my god.
What?
We haven't done a Florida story.
Okay, here, I got a Florida story for you.
What?
Yep.
Really?
An attorney who fought Florida helmet laws died in a motorcycle crash while not wearing one.
God.
Karma's a bitch, y'all.
Yeah, his name was Ron Smith. And back in the 1990s, Florida bikers were required to wear helmets. And yeah, he just fucking fought to, you know, make it to where people don't have to wear helmets. Which, wear a fucking helmet if you're going to be on a bike. God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But yeah, in 2000, his aspirations were realized when the Florida legislature passed a law allowing cyclists over 21 to go without head protection as long as they have $10,000 in insurance coverage for motorcycle accident injuries, which is fucking nothing.
Yeah, that is nothing.
And then back in August, him and his girlfriend are riding a motorcycle on US 19, and they were heading to a memorial of another biker that died because of cancer.
So did the girlfriend die too?
Oh my God.
Was she wearing a helmet?
Yeah. They both died. Yeah, there's traffic ahead of him. He tried to slow down and didn't fucking work out. Crashed, died. And neither him nor his girlfriend were wearing helmets.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, yeah, that is what you get.
Yeah.
See, look at these upstanding members of society taking themselves out of the gene pool.
I mean, you know, he fucking died for what he believed in. Not wearing a helmet on a bike. So I don't want to wear a helmet on a bike. It's like, what's on your mind there, Mr. Lawyer? It's like, oh, that's some dirt. I'm going to wipe it off there. Oh, yeah, you're dead. But yeah, no, I love fucking dumb shit stories like this.
I have a sad dumb shit story.
Let's hear it.
Two Florida fathers shoot each other's daughters in road rage incident. Like... they were both the they survived, but like they shot each other's like kids on accident.
It'd be hilarious if like both like the kids were like 28 years old.
No, one was 5, the other was 14.
Oh, yeah, the 14 year old, it's like, stay the fuck at home. You know your daddy's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have the choice. Especially with psychopaths. Come on.
I mean, here's another fucking story. Florida jail inmate accused of attacking deputy with a plunger.
A plunger?
Yeah, a Flagler County jail inmate was arrested in jail after he allegedly attacked a detention deputy with a plunger. The man, Isaac Breville, 35, is facing 5 felony charges after the incident, including 4 counts of aggravated battery on a law enforcement. How do you get 4 counts of fucking anything?
Plunger.
With a plunger, yeah.
Like the wooden stick or like the rubber shit?
Both are annoying.
Well, the incident, reportedly happened at 5 p.m. on Thursday when Breville acquired a plunger to unclog a toilet in a cell and refused to give the plunger back to the deputies through the cell metal meal flap. Oh. opening when he was ordered to do so. He allegedly broke the handle in two and continued to ignore the deputies. Deputies used clear out chemicals to de-escalate him. But those did not work. Like, what kind of fucking chemical warfare are they doing on these prisoners? To where they're like, yeah, I'll fucking just shrug that shit off. I don't give a fuck.
It's a broken stick off a plunger.
And literally, they have plastic ones.
Like,
they have toilets that will never clog. Like, you can, like, put whatever the fuck you want in there. You can put rocks in there. It'll be like, oh, fucking... we're just going to cut your rock in half. It's like a water jet. Like every Walmart toilet. I've never seen them clog. Ever.
You've never seen a Walmart toilet?
I worked there for like 3.5 fucking years.
Okay, have you ever gone in the women's restroom?
No.
Okay, because always at least 2 bare minimum are clogged.
That's because Walmart women are nasty bitches, okay? I said it. Walmart women are nasty bitches.
I am not disagreeing with you at all.
Yeah, you go into a Walmart, you know, you see a woman.
I do not use restrooms in Walmart.
Oh, yeah, no, like, I don't use those restrooms either, but
I can't pee in grocery and department stores.
I've seen people shit in the store of Walmart.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, on the ground.
There's videos of that all the time.
I lived it!
It's just...
I worked there!
Yeah.
You did.
I don't ever want to work there.
Like, literally, I would fucking easily kill myself if I...
Oh, my God. You were so happy the day you got sacked.
Oh, my God. Like, nothing in my life has ever come close to how happy I was that day. Like, they had three people in the office, so I could, okay, get ready for a fight, maybe. I'm like, oh, really? You mean it? I can never come back and work here again? Thank you. Mwah. I gave them all kisses. I'm like, you're the best. I skipped through the fucking store. I'm like, I'm gone. Ha, 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 ha. I don't have a job anymore. Yay. And they gave me, like, fucking unemployment, like, right away.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just, I hate Walmart. But I love shopping there. I love being that trash bag dude in Walmart.
I mean, if you're not a trash bag person in Walmart, what are you doing in there?
Being an upstanding member of society and, you know, believing in Jesus or something. You're gonna go to hell, motherfucker! And, like, how right that woman was. Do you remember this woman that was, like, in Walmart screaming at people? You're gonna go to hell, motherfucker! And just, you know, screaming at everyone. You need to repent, motherfucker!
No. Oh, really? God. I don't remember. When was this?
Let me see.
Like, how long ago?
Like, probably a year or two ago.
Yeah, probably not. I don't remember.
Let me see,
there's been a lot of crazy people and shit.
Oh, no, like this one.
Unless
fucking...
I've actually, like... Yeah.
Oh, I found it, like, right away. Let me fucking share this goddamn screen. Tab. Here we go.
Okay. Motherfucker. Really? I'm just trying to help you.
I'm sorry, but I don't need your help.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you do, motherfucker. You do. You do need my help, sir. Can't you see that, you son of a bitch?
Could you please just let me check out my groceries?
Fuck you. I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
Wow. This is...
You gotta ask Jesus Christ.
I don't have to do anything.
We're all sinners.
Okay.
He's not gonna force you to do it.
You're sinning right now.
No, I'm not, motherfucker. You fucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking accuser. You motherfucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
You motherfucking accuser. Accuser of the fucking brethren, you motherfucker.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
You won't repent.
I just want to get some groceries and go home.
And you are too, bitch. You don't have Jesus Christ as your...
It'd be great if, like, oh, after God. This video, and it's 5 minutes and 39 seconds. We're not going to watch the entire thing, but you get the point. She does that for, like,
oh,
another
God.
4 minutes.
Oh, my God. And I would have just told her to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, no, he tries. Trust me. He tries to, like, walk away, and she just gets crazier.
Yeah. I don't know how I'd handle a person like that. Jeez, how would you?
If someone came up to me, I'd be like, get on my knees and be like, I repent. I repent. Oh my God, I repent. Oh, I repent.
Oh my God.
And just, you know, like, here, pray with me, lady. And just like, and God bless all the little flowers in the world, and God bless all the little squirrels in the world, and God bless all the weasels in the, until she's just like, what the fuck, guy? Can I go? No, yeah. We're praying. You cannot leave during the middle of a prayer. Like being like an annoying Jew, but like Christian. So like worse. Like Jews stick to their guns, and they've always stuck to their guns. And I kind of respect it. Like
stuck to their guns about what?
Oh, just being fucking annoying.
Oh.
Like it makes me seem like a bad person when I say Jews are annoying people. But like, until you see like a group of Hasidic Jews run on the plane like first thing and like sit all together when they bought separate fucking seats, you're like, okay, you know, fuck you.
Yeah.
I need to sit with my mother. It's like, no. I'm like, maybe this is why Hitler did what he did. Maybe Hitler wasn't a bad guy. Maybe in like some slight way he was justified. Should we justify the Holocaust right now?
No.
My poor wife is like, no, we're not justifying Holocaust.
We're not.
But it'd be hilarious if like they just made it, if they just changed one thing and just called it the Hall of Free. Fucking Jews would come flocking. Be like, Hallel free! And they'd be like, free halal? Yeah.
Oh my.
That was really bad.
How was that bad?
That was so bad.
And the Jews come fucking running right onto a train? There's no halal in this train!
Oh my God.
I guess, like, so you know how Kanye said like anti-Semitic stuff?
Yeah, so did I.
I guess he is a fan of Hitler too, supposedly.
Kanye did nothing wrong. He's a crazy guy. He gets to do crazy guy things. He has fuck you money. Quit fucking coming.
I think he lost money though.
Oh, he did.
I think he lost money.
He did, yeah. He lost money, but still yeah. has fuck you money. So, like everyone's just jumping on Kanye's dick. It's like, dude, literally, he lost his wife, had Pete Davidson come over, start fucking his wife, then get all his kids' names tattooed on him, like some fucking crazy psychopath, and then fucking leave his ex-wife. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, that man deserves a fucking break. Like Britney Spears. You know, like people are like, oh, Britney Spears is going a little bit crazy. It's like, yeah, of course. And now she's still going fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And she deserves to go crazy. Everyone is allowed to go crazy sometimes. I mean, sometimes even all the time.
Smart fun that way.
But, like, every once in a while, I get to go do my fucking benders and do a bunch of drugs, get it drunk, get fucked up, and, you know, go find myself. And then other times, no.
Sorry, I have shots playing in my head.
Shots?
Yeah.
Shots. Yeah. That one? Okay. That has nothing to do with Kanye.
I know, but it just was playing in my head, and you saw me dancing.
No, I didn't even pay attention to you dancing.
You didn't?
Nope.
I thought you loved me.
Oh my God, are you talking about the dance classes that you took?
No. She's just over there dancing like in the chair. She's just like doing like white person dance. She's like, yeah.
Well, I was too lazy to sit up.
Yep. Oh my.
I'm like making sure I hydrate. Because when I do drugs, fucks me, allegedly.
Do you get constipated?
No. I get, okay, whenever I do acid, I get crazy acid farts. Like, it is the worst. It is the absolute fucking worst. Like, I'll be, like, farting like a madman. And just, like, wet farts where I'm like, I don't know if I'm about to shit right now. I might just shit everywhere. And this is a risk I am perfectly willing to take in this state of mind. And I just let it rip. It's the nastiest, most vile fucking thing in the world. And I'm just like, oh, yeah. And I just like, I'm like, I hope like after like I pass the fuck out and wake back up, I don't like look over and there's like just shit on the wall. Cause I'm like, oh, fuck. Just like, God damn, hi me. Ugh. How dare you shit on the wall? What are you, some homeless hobo? But another thing, I'm going to start doing karaoke.
Yes.
Oh my God, really?
Okay, so...
He entered a deal. He can't back out.
I have to. I made a promise to my friend Jason. I told him he can have me next week. Like, I'm going to be in Durango Mondays and Wednesdays. Starlight Lounge, if you want to see me down there. 8 o'clock. And doing karaoke and comedy. Like I my latest fucking joke is I guarantee you it might go over well, or it might fucking crash and burn and fucking get me, you know, exiled from the whole comedy community. But my wife laughed at it, which was a good sign. You want to hear it?
See if you've improved it.
Oh, I definitely have.
All right, well, let's get to it.
Well, Courtney didn't say she wanted to hear it, so.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, yeah, I guess. See, and this is how, you know, Courtney hates me from here on out. So, you know, this is all fiction. Just get that. So, I was visiting my grandmother a little bit ago, and she used to be a nurse in the, you know, medical field, and I was asking her about Alzheimer's, and, you know, why aren't any of these Alzheimer's patients fat? Like, do any of them, like, forget to, like, that they ate and, like, just go for, like, another helping, kind of like a cat does? Just, I forgot, did I eat? I might not have. Okay, give me another full serving. Yeah, just a big old thing of ice cream. And just keep on coming back. And my grandma looks at me. He's like, no, that's not how that works at all. In fact, it's awful. They forget to eat. And they die of starvation because they, you know, just forget to eat and forget to breathe and forget to do everything. I'm like, that's horrible.
My grandmother's not eating. She isn't eating, and like she says that she sleeps just to escape from the world.
Yeah, that's what old people are. They're tired. But let me finish up the joke. And so she's like, yeah, they forget to eat, forget to do all that shit. I'm like, well, all right. You know, Grandma, here's your food you forgot to eat again. You know, here's your grapes and your Jell-O. You know.
It's the gummy drops.
The gummy drops?
Yeah, the gummy drops. Now, remember that dude, he, like, invented, like, jellies look like candies. Like, people who had Alzheimer's would, like, be like, oh, shit, candy, and eat it to help keep themselves hydrated.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Dude, I want some of these.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I want one or not, but yeah, they're a total thing.
Are they just like Jello shots? Yeah, like I can just like imagine like the grandson comes over and it's like, oh, fucking Jello shots, and like takes them all. It's like, no, those are fucking to keep the old people, you know, hydrated. And he's like, shit. And he like goes and makes, you know, Jello shots. And like his roommate sees that he's like making Jello shots, but he's like just making with water. And his roommate's like, let me fucking spice this up and fucking
called jelly drops.
And then just puts vodka in all of them. Like the fucking old house gets loose and fucking gonorrhea spreads. Let me see.
Oh my god.
Those women are like so old.
I know.
Kill them. Just kill them. Put them in your front yard for a Halloween decoration. They're terrifying.
But see, yeah, they look like candy, so they like trick him into eating it.
Why does that woman look like the dude from Men in Black?
Because she's dying.
Her face looks like the dude from Men in Black. God, why can't I remember his fucking name? Yeah, kill her. I understand that's someone's grandmother, but, like, you know, fucking take away her oxygen hose and just let her die. Like, that's what we did back in the old days.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you're like, I want her to live. That way I don't get an inheritance and I give all the money to the retirement home. If you kill them, the retirement home gets less money and you actually get an inheritance and maybe you get a down deposit on your next apartment.
Oh, my God.
Millennials' dreams.
They're excellent fucking dreams.
Yeah, but that's all they are.
Dreams. Sorry, Alex.
Well, I mean, I own a house. Like that. So it don't matter to me.
And you bought it right before it like is gonna tank in prices, maybe.
Probably not.
We might go into a recession.
You don't think so? We never left or improved.
So what, Alex? From you the know what I mean?
No, this is all fucking lies. It's never gotten better.
I think it did.
It's media terms.
I think it did get better.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what would happen is if it does tank, people are not going to sell their houses. Less and less people are going to sell their houses, and more of these giant companies are just going to swoop in and be like, cash offer today. Boom. Money in your fucking pocket. Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of what we're doing. We're putting my grandmother's property as is.
Yeah, as is. And then, you know, like, how much are you selling it for?
Like, she owes three something. And so we're probably going to list it around 400.
Yeah, and then she gets 100,000. But, you know, here's what they can do. Like, a cash offer can just come through and completely fuck that over. They'd be like, hey, yeah, we'll give you 250.
No, that's what the... So we're going to be doing it through an investor company. Like, they specialize in doing as-is investor cash ones. So that's what it is.
I mean, like, there is, like, one company that I really like called Fundrise where you can invest $500 into property like this. And so pretty much it's like a, you know, you get money back. But yeah, like these giant companies, BlackRock and everyone, are just going to come have a stranglehold on everything. Buy, 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 buy. And it's like, you have no shot. You know, you don't have trillions of dollars. Like, they'll just outbid you. You know, you come in. And unless, like, the owner of the house is like, no, fuck that company. You know, no one has ever like, yeah, fuck more money. I have principles. Yep. For an extra $100,000, principles are gone. I mean, fuck. For an extra $20,000, principles are gone.
Yeah.
So. You know, like, pretty much someone, you know, they're going to sell it. People are going to come through. And someone's going to say, sight unseen, $20,000 over your asking price, done. You know, you'll have money in your... You'll have money in your bank today. And
hopefully.
And you know, people are going to be like, I'm going to go buy a house. And it's like, you have no fucking shot.
Yep.
But I needed a house, like, right then and there. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go fucking shop for houses. I needed a house.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have to sacrifice your first baby to Satan. I'm like, cool. Yeah, where do I sign? And that's it. That thing, you know. That's what kind of sucked for me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I wish I had done this years before. Like, 4 years ago, but whatever. But yeah. I owe under $300,000. I'm like $280,000. In debt to this house. But I do have an Am I the Asshole? And I just I just read the title. Haven't read anything else. Am I the Asshole for not taking a blind child to the pool? I'm going to say yes. You fucking...
Nope. I read this one already. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, well, let me read it. We got one last really warm day, and I said I'd take my son and his friend to the pool this morning. When he was texting everyone, one of his friends had a cousin over and asked if he'd be able to take her as well. I asked how old the cousin is and if she knew how to swim. He said 10, and yes, so I said, of course. We go to the house, I meet his cousin, and she is blind. Right away, I feel nervous. I was going to have 6 kids with me and no other adults. I've always been a little neurotic about water safety. My son is a great swimmer, and so are his friends. But I've never met this girl before, and I don't know if she is a strong swimmer. I am worried that I'd be constantly watching her the whole time, and the other... That would mean I wasn't paying attention to the other kids. I decided to take the kids to the park instead. The kids complained, but I said that there's a problem at the pool. They all got all over it. 8-year-olds have a short attention span. The cousin is getting along with the boys, even though she's a couple years older. I did text all the parents to let them know that where we're going for safety. The aunt of the little girl just texted me back, asking me what happened in the pool plan. I texted her back that I decided to go to the park instead. She asked why. I said 6 kids at the pool is a lot and the park is less stressful. She asked why I didn't take her to the pool because the niece is blind. I said 6 kids and water with one adult is just a lot. She said she was fine with 5 and it seems obviously I didn't want to watch a blind child in the water. I responded, even though that's true, yeah, it is. I just didn't want to admit it. So would it really be that bad? I'm not comfortable in my ability to keep kids safe in water. I shouldn't supervise in water. She said, I can't keep kids safe in water. Oh, it's a woman. I'm a bad mom. Blah, 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 blah. I like this girl, and she's so sweet. So, yeah, fucking...
Mm-hmm.
There's a little blind girl.
I wouldn't do that with a child that, with that many kids, and if one of them, like, couldn't see, and I didn't know how good a swimmer, because I've had, like, people tell me that their kids are good swimmers, and their kids are shitty fucking swimmers.
I mean, and drowning is swimming.
People will... Not really.
I mean, it counts.
It sounds like it's more like dying.
I mean, everyone on the Titanic was a swimmer.
were all swimmers.
They were all swimmers. They were all swimming.
Oh my god.
Except for those Irish boys that got tucked in. They were not swimmers.
Oh my.
Come on, young lads.
They turned into seals.
What?
They turned into seals.
What?
They turned into
I seals. Heard what you said.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
They're selkies.
They're selkies?
Oh, they're yes. selkies.
No, they just died.
So they're basically like a mermaid thing.
But it's seals.
Yep.
No, that's not at all what happened. It's real life. The mother tucked them all in. All right, come on, boys. We're going for a big drink. You know, the father's like, oh, I like whiskey. Come here, babe. No, the boat's going down. Shut up, bitch. Take that. Now I have two black eyes. Listen to me, bitch. All right, boys. I'm going to go fuck your mom. And then, like, a water wave takes them away, and the kids are like, yay, water. And then they all die. That's how that goes. And the woman just dies terrified and like, in the worst way. Or it'd be better if she survives, actually. It'd be way fucking funnier. She, like, she sees a door slam shut. All of her kids drown. She's like, and like her dress is just buoyant. And it's like, oh, okay. And she just, like, floats back to land, and it's like, yeah. And then, like, gets into a relationship with a police officer that still beats her. But yes, this mom... if you have a blind child, you know, it should be your responsibility. If you want to take your kid to the pool, take your kid to the pool. Okay.
It just depends on who's the supervising adult and if they're comfortable with that. If they're not, then she misses out and it's totally fine. I don't think it needs to be made such a big deal. Just because she is blind doesn't mean she's not a good swimmer.
I mean,
even you can train fucking babies to freaking swim and to not drown.
Yeah, I mean, they were...
Like, have you seen those videos? They're so cool.
They were in water for, like, fucking 9 months. They were drowning for 9 months.
Oh, my God.
Breathing through their fucking belly button.
Okay. You know what? I'm impressed with this amount of accuracy you just said, so continue.
And I wish I still could breathe through my... Like, I wish I could, like, reattach whatever the fuck it was... And, like, put, like, a little fucking machine that, like, kills to, like, my belly button. How cool would that be?
Kills in your belly button?
Yeah.
No.
You know, just have it go to my lungs and fill my lungs with oxygen. And just, like, choo, choo. Just from my belly button. It's steep.
Ew.
What, you don't want to feel in there?
No, I don't want to feel the inside of your belly button. That's fucking gross. I don't touch my own belly button. That's fucking gross.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some cool treasures in there.
Ew.
But, like, what if the kid was, like, retarded or something? And it's like, hey, we're all going to go to the park. Everyone had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
The kids had a good time. No one died.
Yeah.
So.
But next time, bring that kid and then drown them. You'll go to prison for a while. It's going to be fucked up. But it's going to be like a, I told you so, bitch. I told you so. This is why I didn't want to bring your daughter to the pool. And then just laugh at her. And be like, she's like, I don't have a kid anymore. It's like, you can get fucked again. Just ask a random dude on the street to fucking come in you. And then when the baby pops out, poke it in both of his eyes. You'll have a blind kid again. Same shit. And then fucking teach it to swim. See, it's just the fucking thought that, you know, your bad ideas could kill children. Now, I don't like to kill children. But the thought does amuse me every now and again when there's like an annoying one, like on a plane, like sitting right next to Courtney.
Oh my God, Courtney.
Just a, like, I just like every once in a while I get on a plane, I hear a baby screaming its head off.
I mean, it's a baby.
They just
plane,
need to
though.
Give the baby freaking Tylenol. The reason why it's screaming its head off is because the cabin is pressurized. And
they scream like in the airport.
Well, yeah, babies.
Yeah, that's
are...
because they're in a new place. But
I just pick up the baby and like start nursing it
to make sure the baby is not screaming. Even
yeah,
if,
it's
like...
called gabapentin and maybe a little bit of brandy.
Or keeping your kid the fuck off the plane. You're not supposed to take your.
I don't know.
Okay, when you are like in your third trimester, you're not supposed to fucking get on a plane for some fucking reason.
Oh, that's because they don't want to have to deliver you on the plane.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not a baby.
I mean.
I think they can travel. It just sucks.
You could.
And they should bring earplugs for the people around them.
It's like, sorry, my baby is a
shithead.
That's
what you get.
Like, I kind of, like, want to go up and hit the baby. Or, like, put my nipple in his mouth and make, there you go. Your mom won't do it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Not, like, my nipple, like
Don't, no. I don't want to imagine some crotch goblin sucking on your bean dips.
Like, have you seen that commercial where, like, the baby is, like, crying and, like, the dad picks him up? It's a Gold's Gym commercial. Like, the dad picks him up and the baby starts nursing on him.
Oh, God. So weird.
One of my favorite fucking commercials. Like, it's just a baby just, like, crying. Wah, wah, wah. And, like, the dad picks him up. He's like, oh, fuck. The baby just starts nursing on his tits. And he's like, looks down. He's like, fuck. You know, just defeated. Just fucking a broken man. And you know, the baby's nursing on his fucking nip, and like, okay, do that.
Oh my God, this just sounds like so weird.
Yeah, I mean,
it sounds like that one.
It'd be worse if he pulled out his cock and fucked the kid, but he didn't.
Made it so that. Don't you remember that one? Like, it had, I think it had Will Ferrell in it or something, and like they had like a bodysuit where the guy could nurse. The baby with fake boobs.
Oh no, I know what you're talking about.
He's talking about Meet the Fockers, but
that was rough one to sit through.
Story.
It's a movie, yeah.
That was the one. That was the one. Dang it! I forgot to freaking call Hot Topic. I'm trying to order something for Christmas, and they freaking.
That was the whitest thing any white person has ever said. Dang it, I forgot to call Hot Topic. That's going to be the name of this episode. Dang it, I forgot to call Hot Topic.
Why?
Because it's a great name of an episode. I'm probably just going to shorten it to like forgot to call Hot Topic.
Yeah, I would do that.
But holy shit, where are we at? Oh my God, we're already at the hour. Yeah. So thank you all for listening to this bullshit, my ramblings and my stuffed nose for whatever reason.
Yeah.
My deviated septum or whatever.
Okay, you don't have a deviated septum, I do.
Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, whatever the bullshit, Twitch, Alex the Truck, I'm everywhere, nowhere. You know, add me, play with me on Modern Warfare 2. I'm there. I'm doing that shit. Doing a bunch of drugs. And, yeah, fucking check it out. Next week, I'm going to take another break from doing drugs again. And, you know, probably tell you more shit, how fucking karaoke went, what songs I did, and all that fun bullshit. But we'll see you fucking next week.
We have to have a recording. Let's have a recording.
Of what?
You karaokeing.
Oh, hell. Hell to the fuck no. No. I will record my comedy. I will record my set. I will go up there and fucking just record the entire fucking thing back to front. I will not record my karaoke. If you want to see karaoke, if you want to see me do karaoke, you're going to be there in person. Like, if you wanted to see me drink a beer off a dude's dick, you had to be there in person. So, but that's it. Thank you all for listening.
Is Alex going?
To what? Karaoke? No.
You karaoke.
No. This is in Durango. This is for more work. So, when I get there, I stay at a fucking hotel. I should probably actually reserve that room right now. Where's my phone? It's actually a good fucking thing I said something. But thank you all for listening, and we'll be back next week. Bye.